Dick, why don't you tell us, we had a fun little morning this morning, started at 8 o'clock out at the lake for some of us, and Dick's told about this, and I just want to give brief, if we got, I think, pictures of this.
I think all of you know, I've shared with you, I've had the opportunity to disciple a couple of guys, and one of them, early on in the course of things, we talked about baptism, and that was something that we might want to eventually consider for him. And honestly, it had escaped me, and I hadn't really thought about it. And then a few weeks ago, he brought it up. He said, "I want to be baptized." And I thought, that's great. So that's what we did this morning. We went out to El Dorado Lake, and the neat thing about this is he invited about 20 family members. And yeah, there they are. And it was great. I had the opportunity to share the plan of salvation with them.
Dick preached the gospel from Genesis to Revelation to the atonement of Jesus in front of all these people. It was good. It was strong.
Yeah. 5-minute sermon, the whole Bible. but hopefully some seeds were planted, and the kingdom will move forward through that.
So this did you tell his name?
Steve Kyle.
Steve Kyle. Steve's about how old?
60-ish,
yeah. So he's just come to know Jesus through the book of Romans, and their time together, and it's just an awesome thing. So good job, buddy. That's a fun Sunday morning. I think there's a couple other people that are going to baptize some people in different places and different times. Faith has the opportunity of serving at the Pregnancy Care Center, and she's been having an interaction lately. So go ahead. I know you picture yourself sitting down, but I like you to stand up.
Okay.
Faith's very with child. So,
Well, the Lord's just had me in a season of learning how the Holy Spirit is the one that does the work, and I have nothing good in me at all. And so a few weeks ago, I was meeting with a girl. And normally, when I go in with a client, I'm just trying to get all geared up and ready. And like, how am I going to share the gospel? And how is this person going to be converted today and stuff? And but with this girl, it was my second time to meet with her. So I was like, I talked with her about Jesus last time. So I just need to ask her how she's doing and just love on her. And so Natalie was actually with me. I don't know if she's here today. But so I go in and, you know, ask her how she's doing. She talks for a while. And I had seen that someone had given her a Gideon's Bible last time. So just like in passing, I'm just like, so did you get a chance to read that Gideon's Bible? And she's like, no. And I was like, oh, okay. She goes, but my daughter's birthday is March 16th, so I did go through and read every book that has 3:16 in it. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so this girl just has no foundation at all. So her first question was, she was like, there's one that was really weird. I think it was in Revelation. Said something about, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. And so I was just like, wow, okay. So I asked her, I was like, do you remember anything about a John 3:16? And she knew it word for word. And so it was awesome just to be able to explain Revelation, you know, and just what it means to have to choose, you know, whether we're going to be hot or cold and whether we're choosing him or not. And then I asked her what she felt about, you know, what John 3:16, how she was responding to that. And she said, well, I just feel like it means, you know, that God loves us so much. He just loves us, and he sent his son and all this. And then just to be able to lay out the second part of that, of whosoever believes in him shall not perish. And just how the Holy Spirit had prepared her by bringing out that verse in Revelation. And I did absolutely nothing, and it just unfolded before me.
That's
so
awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, pray for this girl. We're going to call her Susie. I can't say her name. But there's just thick warfare around her right now. But the Lord is doing something.
So. She's hearing voices, and she's having things happen to her, and there's a lot of confusion around her. But the Lord is obviously pursuing her, and it's just an awesome thing. And so Faith there just kind of trying to do that, as is Sierra and some others that are ministering at the Pregnancy Care Center. But we want to give you a little story of mission and listening to what the Lord's doing in the midst of mission and how he's making a way. Thank you, Faith. Keep doing that.